Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we heard in a scripture a beautiful story as the Lord had been surrounded by so many multitude of people, decided to go into a boat, and asked the boat keeper to move the boat a little bit away from the shore. And then he started to preach, and he was preaching to all the multitude of the people. And after he was finished with the preaching, then he told the future Saint Peter, he told him, take the net and throw it out on the right side of the ship, and you'll catch some fish. And Saint Peter said, Lord, we have toiled all night long, and we didn't catch anything. But because you said so, I will throw it. And he did, and he threw the nets, and as soon as he threw the nets, all of a sudden he started to feel that there's multitude of fishes there. He started to pull the nets in, and the nets started to even to break down. And so he calls his partners that were in another boat, and he asked them to come, and they filled the two boats to totally with the fish, to a point where the boats were about to be sinking because they had so much fishes. Of course, St. Peter then immediately bowed down to the Lord and was afraid, and he says, I'm not worthy to have you on board, please leave. But the Lord said, don't be afraid, I will make you a catcher of the people, not of fish, just of people. And that's what he did. And our Lord had made all the apostles the catchers of souls, to catch the souls, to bring it to the Lord, and so that the Lord will bring them into the kingdom of heaven. And today we're celebrating, which actually was on yesterday, but the service was last night, on the old night vigil for the Apostle Kondrat. And he had caught so many souls for the Lord, and as all the apostles did, not hundreds, but thousands and thousands, continues to catch. All the disciples have continued to catch the people's soul for the Lord through their preachings and through their scriptures. My beloved, today we also are celebrating a great martyr hierarch, Foca, and he had also had brought in hundreds and thousands of people to the Lord, and then he has made the sacrifice of himself and went through all kinds of tortures, and then was put into a fire, and he had brought again many souls to the Lord. Why is it so important? Well, it's very important for all of us to do that, even though we're not disciples of the Lord, but we have to try to bring everybody to the Lord, to the love of the Lord. It's not enough to just to have the faith in the Lord, but of course the demons also have faith. They believe that the Lord exists. They know it, but they don't have the love for the Lord. But we have to have faith and love. And what is the love? How is the love proved that we love the Lord? Well, first of all, of course, that we will obey His commandments. We will live according to, and as He has instructed us in the Gospel, we will live according to the Gospel, and we will be, as the Lord Himself says, that if you love Me, you will obey My commandments. And we must be learning to be merciful, as the Lord in heaven, God in heaven, is merciful. So commands us the Lord for us to do that, and not to judge anybody. Thou shalt not be judged, said the Lord. And these are the things which we have to learn to do. But the real love, of course, is, and if we love the Lord, what will we do? We will want the salvation of everybody, as the Lord does. We will have the mind of the Lord, as this, says the apostle. And my beloved, we have to learn to do that, to have the mind of the Lord, the mind of the gospel, and live according to the gospel. And then we will pray. For whom? Well, for yourself, first of all, no. Yourself, we should be putting ourselves on the last list. The first list has to be our neighbors and all the people in the world, not just your family. But of course, you have to start with the family, and then you have to spread the prayer further and further to your town, to your city, to your country, to the whole world, because you want to really have everybody to be saved as the Lord wants. If we have the mind of Christ, He wants everybody to be saved and nobody to be condemned, because He loves us. But He will not force anybody. It has to be done voluntarily. And so we must pray. You know, you get sometimes lonely, or I, and say, nobody understands me, nobody loves me, nobody prays for me. Well, this is all a lie. It's the evil one that's putting these thoughts into our mind. We have to know that, first of all, the Mother of God is praying for us all the time, not just for me and you, but for everybody in the world. And even for those who are not Christians, she's praying that somehow they would be still converted while they're still living. Because it has to be done while we're still alive, my beloved. And all the angels, and all the guardian angels, and all the angels of, and all the saints, and all the apostles, and all the martyrs, and not only those saints, but also everyone that they brought to the Lord, and He brought them into the kingdom of heaven. All the heavenly dwellers, they all pray for us, for every one of us. They don't hate anybody, and they love everybody, and they want everybody to be saved. The only one, my beloved, is condemned, is the one that hates God. And so let's, with all our heart, let's turn our heart to the Lord, so that we'll be able to truly love Him and obey His commandments and fulfill His will and not our will, and live according to the gospel. Amen.